morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. We are keeping that in the episode. No, we really are. It's
good sound effects. We are experimenting with sound effects.
For you, dear listener, was Tony's Apple Pencil dropping onto the table. So
it was to show that it's not always a good morning, evening, or afternoon.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Got it. We haven't introduced ourselves in a while, so welcome to yet another episode of the Fluid Talks podcast, where we talk tech and stuff. Hey. Yeah, where we talk tech and stuff. That's a good tagline. Mm. Where we talk tech and stuff. Trademark it and okay, don't
copyrighted don't trademark patent. I don't even think it's patent. Are words even patentable?
Doubt.
They're trademarkable.
You can trademark, but you can't patent.
Mm. It's like Hakuna Matata is Disney. Did you know that?
Are you serious?
Or trademarked. They tried, yeah, but trademarked by Disney or something like that, which is so weird. Like, why are you taking our Swahili language and trademarking it?
No, but it's like the Kyondo. It's trademarked in China. Yeah, but in China.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Your own African piece, somebody went and patented, that's a patent, patented it in...
Patent, not trademark.
In another country. And it's like, what? But do you guys remember like a couple of years back where there was a company that was trying to patent rice?
Rice.
The grain.
The rice that is being used in clubs.
No, not that one. Not to Mshahere. If you know, you know. This was like back in 2010, I think, 2011, because I was still in high school. That tells you my age, but nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show where we talk tech and stuff.
There we go. With me, one of your co-hosts. Michael?
No, today it's not happening. For once, let me be serious. Vader.
Excellent. First of all, my apologies to number C. The only reason she's not here is because of me.
Because she's number C.
No, it's because of me. This one I take it. I take the blame for it.
Is it because she's a she?
No, not at all. Not at all. It is because
we can't see her.
That is so silly, Tony. This one is because so for context, I cycled here, and since I don't have lights to cycle in the night, I need to leave here early.
Yeah, like reflector lights, not like power lights.
So you know, I need to cycle when it's still daylight, and she was out of the recording venue. Hey, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm. And she was out and she shan't be able to make it in time. But if she joins us, well and good. We'll be able to kick guy behind the mic out of the third mic. So, you know, she can join us. Mm-hmm. If not, CS to love you.
It is what it is.
Yeah, quite. And how have you been?
Jalen Killens came in.
Mm-hmm. Struggling with petrol?
Oh, fuel shortage is real, man. Still happening. Did you hear on Fridays when they're doing the price changes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the usual. That's the usual date.
What do you mean that's the usual date?
Every month.
Or like the 15th is when the prices
reset. They revise either upwards or downwards.
Dude, it's going to go to 150.
That is when people will finally realize that cycling is the future.
Dude, have you seen Kenya?
if people... No, let me tell you. If you price enough people out of running a car regularly, trust me, because all you need to do when you're cycling is, although it only depends, if you have like a cash shower or something, or you have good clothes, or you have a change of clothes, then it might make sense.
No, I would actually be like a very big advocate for cycling.
If the infrastructure were in place?
Yeah, which, where I stay, they're starting to put some sort of infrastructure around. Well, it's more pedestrian. I don't think they have cyclists in mind. But you know,
you just ding ding and you chase cyclists away.
Like pedestrians away.
Pedestrians.
Yeah.
Pedestrians. Pedestrians. Forget it. You
it's okay. You've been cycling your words too. So.
Idiot.
Bing, but the boom.
Idiot. But yeah, you know. Finesse. You know, it's been interesting. Honestly, the traffic around petrol stations is absurd.
Like it's mental.
It's absurd. And you know the thing is this is the sad thing is that you know you have fuel available.
there's actually fuel in the country. It's not like we don't have fuel. It's just that a couple of people, one, might want to make profit. Two, are demanding for their money. Three, they just like capitalism, supply and demand. And all three.
You know what times like this call for?
Rebellion.
No.
Oh.
The Communist Manifesto.
It's time to call Karl Marx of the 21st century.
We need the Communist Manifesto. I don't know how many people would have the patience to read it though.
Yeah, good one.
Especially in the streets of Nairobi.
They barely read their own constitution.
Sad but true. But anyway, we'll see how things pan out. For the time being, for those of you who are struggling in queues, honestly, like the queues at petrol stations these days, like, they're not worth it. I went out today, like in the morning, looking. I saw the queues. I just went right back home. Like, I was just like, nope. You know what?
It's fine. We don't have to.
It's fine. This isn't a must. It's your lazima. It's not a must.
But like, maybe on the flip side, like what Corona did to the planet in terms of cleansing it, or healing a few years of damage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe this might, all that carbon CO2 the country has been facing, and it's in the air. You literally breathe all those fumes in the air.
Mm-hmm,
it could help clean, you know, looking on the positive side of the
so
planet.
Fresh, so clean.
So fresh,
eh?
So clean. And with all the construction going on, and they're cutting trees down and not planting any, and putting plastic plants on the road.
It's not just plastic plants. It's also plants and I mean, this thing is the potted plants.
Which is so, what? But oh well. So somebody saw it's worth to do a potted plant.
Yeah, no, bro. I mean, potted plants are, you know, they look good. Eh? They look so good. Potted plants, thing of beauty.
In a house or in your own balcony.
Thing of beauty, where?
Not in a major
thing
highway.
Of beauty, where? So, potted plants, I lost my train of thought for a moment.
Mm.
Potted plants, thing of beauty.
Damn, now I want new plants.
Get some.
Maybe I should get some from the expressway.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That's funny.
That is
but
hilarious.
Though I'm genuinely curious to see how long they will last.
Yeah. No.
One thing I do like is the green thing that they're doing on pillars at some pillars. I don't know if you've seen it.
Nope.
So, you know, the pillars is just pure concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing like a vertical plant garden thingy. Ooh. Around the pillars.
Ooh.
I don't know if they'll do it for all, but it would be nice. But do you know what I would rather have them do?
Trees. It's,
okay, that too, but like fruit. So that like street children can feed on those nini particularly.
Now, let me tell you, see, this is where some people will say, bro, you're being communist, and we'd rather die than be communist, you know.
It's not been communist.
That is being communist.
It's been human.
it is being human. But bro, it's incredible how hopped up on someone's own supply they become, you know, their own supply that they think, bro, it's communism.
Damn. Oh well.
Anywho, you got news?
I got news.
You got news?
I got news.
You got news.
I got news.
Nice.
Well, speaking of government and things that government do, if you're in Kenya or if you're operating in Kenya in the digital space, I got some news for you.
Yuck.
Hey, I'm so off Kiani, but that's not the point.
Bruno, it's fine. Own it.
Is Kenya plans to double the digital service tax, DST. If you've listened to one of our very, very first episodes, we talked about what DST is all about. Yes, so it's going to be bumped up double, so from 1.5 to 3%.
So for context, the DST episode was episode 10.
Yes, and this will happen from the beginning of July 2022.
2022.
Mm-hmm. So as the government taps to the growing online economy to increase its domestic revenues and narrow fiscal deficit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deficit.
Deficiate.
That is, you know what? It's all right. If you are out here complaining about DST, maybe this will help you relax a bit. I met someone who has really nice eyes. I mean, that's not going to help you in any way materially, but you know, now you can think of people who you've met with nice eyes if you look at eyes.
And yeah. Yeah. But some of the industries who include over the top services like video streaming, podcast, subscription based media, including news, digital marketplaces, and downloadable digital content like ebooks and films,
i.e. Netflix and your Amazon Kindle purchases.
You're about to be taxed. Uncle Sam is on his way.
No, wrong country, Tony. Oh. Wrong country.
Uncle Jeroge is on his way.
Wrong country, Tony. Yes. Now you're getting closer home.
Yeah. So yeah, prepare that wallet from July. Or increase those, but here's the funny thing: it is going to be based on the gross. So it doesn't matter if you bumped up your expenses or not.
Mm.
You still gotta pay 3%. I don't know why I'm rejoicing because that includes us. But anyways,
no. It doesn't include us if we suddenly
have
if we suddenly us. Become a brick and mortar business.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. I like how you're thinking.
Yeah.
We work.
No affiliation with the company.
All I'm saying is that we work in our heads.
Yes.
Yes. Our heads are functional.
Yes. Very functional. Very, yes. Very
that's
much
the intended
so.
Message.
Yes. Yes.
Please don't sue us.
Please don't. Please don't. We are law abiding citizens.
Yes. What about you?
Me.
Mm.
The news I have is not really
not newsworthy.
It's old news. It's very old news.
Old is gold, my friend.
This is Windows 95 old.
Oh.
So old is gold.
Though it was a very good piece of software.
It was. So this is courtesy of an article I came across, but the Windows 95 launch keynote is available on YouTube. You can watch it in all its 1.5 hour glory.
Is it Mr. Gates?
Did it? Yes, Mr. Gates was out on stage with a certain individual known as Jay Leno. I don't know if you with his massive chin, and they don't do launch events like that.
The same with this.
They really do not. It's. If you have 1.5 hours of your like to spend,
I would actually going to go look for it.
If you have 1.5 hours to spend, it's interesting because they kind of married the technical presentation, like the capabilities of the OS, like you know, like showing one performance gains in certain tasks, with something that is actually approachable for. For non techies, which is it's not just specs of our OS can do this and that. And I mean, it was entertaining to watch.
It was nicely done, you'd say.
I don't know. It depends on how you define nicely done. It was entertaining. I think I'd say it was nicely done.
For the time.
I mean, no. If they took some of the elements from this event, even today.
You know, I would like real to see nice. A keynote that is shot in black and white and it's done in like the old vintage style, like motion picture.
Don't give Samsung ideas. Oh. Samsung are the ones who go full crazy on those things. So
it would be entertaining, don't you think so?
It would be. It would be.
Like when they're introducing like the flip phone, they should have done like such a going back in time kind of. And then like somewhere in between it changes to color and sound like that. Oh, God damn, somebody hire this man.
Please don't.
Please I got don't. Ideas, man. No. I got ideas, man. I could change the world, man.
No, not at all.
Oh, but speaking of watching things on YouTube, did you know that YouTube services worldwide were experiencing issues?
Of course, everyone is experiencing issues. YouTube, Atlassian, you know, everyone is experiencing issues these days. It's like it's the word of the day.
Yeah, so like people are tweeting at YouTube. Looks like that's the new customer support channel. You know, YouTube services like logging in, switching profile accounts, navigation bar, just a whole lot of things, be not being able to watch anything. And this is wilder, not like in one region. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. But don't worry, YouTube says they've fixed those problems. Mm. And I can confirm this because a few minutes ago I was watching something on YouTube.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Understood. 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 Yeah, that's it for your news?
That's my numero uno.
Ah, excellent. No, I
mean second.
I didn't really have much other than the Windows 95 thing. So having gone through our news, I guess the only thing we can say is to the guys struggling with Range Rovers in the same queue as those guys with Suzuki Altos, stay strong. Stay strong. Stay strong. Unajua, you're in the same queue. You're in the same queue. When a Range Rover yako na Suzuki Alto, same queue.
This kind of on a dark turn is like death. In the end, you're all the same.
Yeah. I mean, bro, your car needs fuel, so does
the lesser
this other person's car. You know, it's all good. It's all good. We're all in this together. So you know, if you have any ideas, if you're game, dear listener, we can look for these petrol tankers and you know, make a profit off them. We just talked.
I was thinking, like, I wish one, either I was in the military, or two, I had someone in the military where they could just take the vehicle and go to the military base, get fuel, and just chuck.
Wait, guy behind the mics, you can do that.
So you can do that.
No.
Okay, then what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I mean, you've outlived your purpose.
And you're only here for one and one reason only, fool.
Hey, I mean, if you can't do that, then why are you here?
I'll talk to the necessary party involved.
Ah, excellent.
And see what I can do about it.
Good man, good man.
That's more like...
That's a spirit. Yeah, that's a spirit. Yeah. That's a spirit. I mean, we know you're bluffing, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, sometimes you need to make it look like things are happening. So it's fine. It's fine. We understand.
Speaking of making things look like they're happening, did you hear about the expose of Flutter Wave? Oh, wave.
Those were poor sound effects. Poor. Horrible.
Very.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Mm.
I did.
In I case did. You didn't know, we'll put a link to piece from an independent journalist called David. I'm not going to try and pronounce his second name because I'm sure I won't do justice.
David, hold up. So it's David space HUNDEYIN. Hundeyin?
David.
Hundeyin? Anyway, like I know, I'm sorry to all my Nigerian friends out there. I'm sorry. Some names are a bit difficult, and I need you to tell me how they are said.
Mm. So we are people of culture.
So, you know, it's not just Nigeria. It's like French. You know, French. French. You think this is how you're supposed to read something, but you'll be wrong. You know, you'll be wrong. You need to wait until you're told. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with some names, there's the intonation as well. But you know, it's the same way someone will be out here struggling to say your name. So it's a challenge everywhere. It's a challenge everywhere.
Kenya? Are you from Kenya?
Yes, I am from Kenya.
Yes. Do you know Jaroge from Ghana? Are you from Kenya? Do you know Jaroge from Ghana?
I mean, you know the thing is we do the same thing as well. You know, it's
no, we don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I kid you not. Someone in this office approached who? Someone else in this office. Yes, it's when we had name has been redacted. Here, this individual is Japanese, and someone in this office, a local, asked something similar. You know, do you know Njoroge from like, yeah, but this individual so this individual is from Japan, and you know, he was being asked, do you know so and so? It turns out, I mean, just because of, you know, the circles they mix in, yes, but I mean, you know, we do the same thing. We really do the same thing.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I mean, we do profile. Everyone profiles.
Anyway, we've digressed. We, you know, we have this habit of digressing. Back to Flutterwave. Oh, but before you, for those of you who may not know about Flutterwave, let's do a bit of a KYC, like what's mobile carriers are doing in the country. Have you needed your details, by the way?
Turns out my Safcom was already registered.
Oh yeah, because yours is recent.
Yours is
fairly recent. Yeah. And your Airtel? is guy behind the mic. Have you done your things?
But Airtel, I must mention that it's done online. Very simple. All you have to do is put your number, validate it. Mm-hmm. If it's not registered, you just have to upload your ID. Mm. Safaricom, my Safaricom has never had a problem ever. Still doesn't. It's
have fine. Have you confirmed?
In fact, they even called me to tell me not to worry.
Hey,
I don't have to confirm anything.
Hey, wow.
I mean that's all there is to it. Wow. Thanks.
How long have you had your line for?
0706. Or 7 0.
Pretty old.
That's old.
Did you give your ID when you went to register?
I didn't have an ID. This is my second line, so I did.
Ah,
okay. I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had both my lines for it. It hit me that, like, as I was thinking about it, I've probably had them for maybe, well, over Century. 10 years. No, yeah. Over 10 years, and I was just thinking, what?
Oh, that's how they registered mine when I was switching to eSIM.
Because
I had to go to the store.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
anyway, KYC, Flutterwave.
But let me tell you, I had no intention of going for either carrier.
Oof. That's
like, me, I was like, oh, you want to switch off? Go ahead. You'll be doing me a favor.
Ooh.
Like, I don't really care that much.
That's heavy, anyways. Tony. That is heavy.
Spooky conspiracy.
Anyway, yay. Back to Flutterwave. So, Flutterwave. Go to flutterwave.com, and since I am in Kenya, it redirects me to flutterwave.com/KE. Endless possibilities for every business. Excuse me. Sell online, process payments, build financial products, or use business tools designed to grow your business. In simple terms, one of the things they are especially known for is processing payments, and two, for sponsoring the last Africa Cup of Nations, if you followed it. Okay, mm-hmm. I suspect they're known for other things before Africa Cup, but, you know.
I didn't even know that.
they did sponsor the Africa Cup of Nations, which was won by Sadio Mane's Senegal against Mohamed Salah's Egypt. Anyway, that's what Flutterwave do. They do money.
They are money people. Mm. They're aggregator. They're not an aggregator. They're an integrator.
They're an integrator. Ooh, Flutterwave Capital offers you quick access to flexible loans up to $20,000 to grow your business.
They have an investment.
No collateral needed. It looks like it. I'm going on their site. Like, I'm browsing through their site, and. It's interesting. This is interesting.
Yeah, so Flutterwave supports like over 30 currencies, and they make over 500K payments daily.
Issue physical and virtual cards.
Yeah, so they were a very promising company. Promising enough to be valued at $3 billion.
Dollars?
Dollars.
US dollars and not Zimbabwe dollars?
US dollars.
The dollars that Kenyans seem to think are the solution to everything?
Yes, those ones. The bans on bans on bans. So those ones. And they set a precedent that Africa can produce a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was wowed. I was wowed and inspired by how Flutterwave was moving and the, you know, all the fundraising and all, like, how basically how they were doing business. But then I didn't have the juice. I didn't have the tea. You know, my tea was cold. I was having cough tea. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just, Gabby, and then my cut is what? Feet. Just cut it. Just.
Where? But anyways, here are a snippet of what the expose is all about: fraud, perjury, and insider trading.
If you don't know what perjury is, then you're not a lawyer, and no one would blame you for not knowing what perjury is. But perjury definition is the intentional act of swearing a false oath or falsifying an affirmation to tell the truth, whether spoken or in writing, concerning matters material to an official proceeding. I.e., if you're in court, you take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but you tell something different from the truth.
So, yeah. So, turns out Flutterwave is not all sunshine and rainbows behind the scenes. So, there were things from, you know, showing up to meetings, pretending to be one someone and you're someone else and vice versa. You know, from that to assault, sexual assault to some employees, to false statements.
I'm going to plug in.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. That I feel like I've mentioned it before in this podcast. The anime, the sexual harassment anime clip. The subject itself, like, you know, sexual harassment is a serious thing. However, that clip is just, it's hilarious. Like, it's just hilarious. Anyway, back to what you're saying.
Yeah, sexual assault to the SEC investigations on some practices.
So why the SEC is involved is because Flutterwave is actually registered in the United States of America.
Yes. So Technica is not an African startup. It just happens to operate in Africa.
Yeah.
If you want to go into the fine print.
Yeah, if you want to go into the fine print, it's not.
Yes. But it's run by Africans. Who are Nigerian.
Why have you frozen? Has your brain frozen? What's wrong? why are you freezing?
I went blank on what exactly I wanted to, like, where the narrative was going. I genuinely went blank. And my mind started racing. Okay, Silicon Valley. Maybe that's why they got investment, because they're in stages and stages. And then, you know how your brain just keeps going in this rabbit hole of
connecting one thing to another.
So that was happening. But nonetheless, kudos to David from West Africa Weekly. He has a whole array of compelling evidence on one mistreat of employees, particularly female ones.
Mistreatment
of employees. Thank you very much, Sensei. To people, the one that shocked me was being ripped off your shares. I was like, well, that's shady, man. That's really shady. Like, if you're entitled to X stock, if you're lucky, when entering a company, which is valid at X price. And, you know, they draft the paperwork for you, yada, yada, yada. So some get the stock, some never. If you do get the stock at your time of exit, you're forced to buy it at way, way below price. To sell it at way, way below price.
To an entity in which the CEO has interest. So let's just back up a bit. So Tony over here hires me, right? Guy behind the mic, take notes. Tony over here hires me and he offers me stock options, right? And stock options. So, you know, he offers me stock options and, you know, we've agreed this is satisfactory valuation, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm being compensated fairly, et cetera, et cetera. At one point in time, I decided, you know what? I gotta leave. I gotta bounce. I need to leave. I need to go. And so the stock in my possession, I will need to sell. However, say stock is valued, or the shares are valued at
$1,
at 200 shillings, oh. Right? At 200 shillings. Mm. However, me being forced to sell them, the sale price I'm given is like, say, 85 shillings or 70 shillings. Mm. So far below market value. Indeed. And to a company or to an entity that Tony over here has interest in. Mm. So, you know, it's double salary. Like some jobs in this country. Double salary.
That is true.
Double payroll. And, sorry. Just as a by the way, we mentioned WeWork earlier. WeWork also comes into play here.
Yes.
WeWork also comes into play here. It's sad. I mean, if all this is true and it appears,
and the evidence
is
compelling, like I said.
It's very compelling.
Yeah.
It's sad. It really is sad. You know, you'd think that even as we're developing our own unicorns on the continent, we'd look at what has worked and what has not worked for organizations.
Came before us.
Yeah, organizations that no doubt inspired us. And things like fraud, you know, we know it happens, and one only needs to look at something like Theranos, mm-hmm. like as something that's more forefront in public consciousness. You'd look at that and you'd think, oof, you know, yeah, I wouldn't want that. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want that to be me.
I wouldn't want that to be me.
Yeah.
And yet somehow you still have...
closer to home.
Yeah, you still have something like this going on. But, ooh, the sound of wind. Yeah, behind the mic, can you hear it? Ah, nice. Adds a bit of epicness.
Mm. The wave is waving.
That was poor.
Very.
No, that was... Anyway, you'd think we'd learn something, and yet it doesn't seem like we are.
I mean, on the flip side, you are learning something that not everything is what it seems to be.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
mean, that's a big lesson from this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, from a company culture perspective, it kind of shows money can't hide everything forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And something that also came up in the article is the Uber CEO, mm-hmm. when the 25-year-old girl came out and exposed, and everything just went crumbling, not only for Uber but for other companies around.
Mm.
Is like building the right company culture is as essential as trying to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, in as much as you're looking to build the product, whatever product it may be, it's nothing without an appropriate supporting structure or supporting framework. I mean, one only needs to look at something like Activision Blizzard and the sexual harassment cases lawsuit, you know, that it's embroiled in. It's sad.
It's concerning. And you mentioned that, and I don't know, you know, there's also an NFT marketplace called, I think, gem.xyz,
mm-hmm.
which also had to fire one of their lead developers due to sexual assaults and stuff like that. Like, what is wrong with you, man?
Well,
in this case, especially when it comes to, like, sexual assault.
Actually, you know, just out of curiosity, how long did it take for the news to come out and for him to be fired? Because, you know, that's another thing. You know, that's usually another concern. Because, yes, it could happen, and, you know, there are concerns around it and everything.
But action is never actionable.
Until much, much later, until it becomes a big thing.
Until investors start pulling out.
Yeah.
Or, like, substantial damage that could hurt the company starts leaking. And also, like, one thing that came out of this article is, like, people were very shy to talk about him. Mm. He who shall not be named.
Read the article to find out who that is. It's not Voldemort. And speaking of he who must not be named, we have just been joined by she who must not be... Okay, no. She has to be named.
She who can be named.
She who can be named. Number C.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You enjoyed your date?
I did.
Excellent. Mm. You know, it's funny how quickly that answer changed. You know, just now you've asked her, like, how was the date, but it was
the difference between on record and off record.
On record and off record.
Yes.
If only Flutterwave's CEO knew the difference between on the record and off record. The record. And I need to stop hating. Nime hit.
But there's like one interesting comment I saw on Twitter. It was like, for them to pull off something like Flutterwave, they must be smart guys. Right? We can't take that away from them, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But for smart guys to use WhatsApp to communicate some of these deals is not very smart.
No, I mean it's convenient. It's a convenient means of messaging.
I do not disagree, but that's why I keep saying, keep business out of WhatsApp. Text. Go to Signal, man. Go to Telegram, where they auto delete those freaking messages every 2 seconds.
I mean, it's not confidential on WhatsApp.
I mean, depends on what you mean by WhatsApp. You know, it's interesting because I don't think WhatsApp messages are... Would they be admissible in court?
Yeah.
The reason I ask that is because I have heard from an individual, and maybe any legal expert in the local scene can let us know, who said that they were involved in a bit of a legal dispute, and... The claim was, you know, WhatsApp messages, unless someone is going through the messages, they're there on your phone. Someone takes a screenshot, someone could say, well, it's been doctored.
And that's the thing. You cannot use it. If it's, okay, I don't know how to put it. This is what I think. Eh? If it's normal WhatsApp, it's not admissible. If I'm talking, if it's a client business conversation, let's say WhatsApp business, it is admissible. Mm-hmm. And screenshots are not admissible. Mm. Like, it would need to be
someone going through the messages.
So the phone through the app would be admissible.
But you know, it's interesting. It's interesting though, because like SMS messages, they would be admissible.
But not a screenshot.
Not a screenshot. But you see, SMS messages you can get through the carrier.
So can WhatsApp if you do Google Drive, which is unencrypted.
Yeah, if you get but who's going to give you the Google Drive access?
Who's going to give you?
Who? Nani?
Hey, go to a hacker in somewhere and they will get what you need.
Okay, wait, check. We are talking legal means.
But
hey,
no,
go to an ethical hacker.
They'll ask you, did you get this information ethically?
Well, you have to define what ethical getting is.
Hey, wait, checky. We are here to discuss the company thing, not ethics.
But hey, is what they
is what they were doing ethical.
What they were doing ethical.
No. And I mean, you know, that's, I guess that was the whole thrust of this episode. It's, what's wrong with companies? Like, it's not just on a massive scale. Like, it's, because you hear these accounts from, you know, regardless of country, regardless of continent, regardless of level.
Race or whatever.
You know, it's actually... Actually, you know, for all the racists out there, look at how companies across the world operate. We are all the same. We do all the same stupid things.
We all think and behave the same.
I mean, your CEO is just as stupid as my CEO, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's sad. That's a sad comparison.
It is, but it's the truth.
I don't know. I mean, I doubt there's a one-size-fits-all solution.
There's never a one-size-fits-all solution.
So, where do we go? Like, how do you... I don't know. How do you make people accountable?
Better companies?
Yeah, how do you make better companies?
I mean, transparency.
International? Sorry. There's an organization. It's fine.
Yeah.
Have external auditors.
I mean, even auditors get bought, my friend.
Even auditors do get bought. That's the thing. Auditors get bought or shot. Mm. that's morbid, but I mean, or both. Or both. You buy someone off and then you shoot him or her.
I think like one is decentralized power. And two is verifiable transparency. I think that's a nice place to start.
It sounds like a nice place to start.
Like, if we have verifiable transparency, it means we will showcase anyone. For instance, anyone can open a contract of anyone. For instance, if it's employee contract,
mm-hmm.
we've, of course, what's that thing called?
Redacted
zones.
Yeah.
But it's transparent, and we can hold each other accountable in terms of why you're not abiding by his or her contract as an organization. That's like a form of verifiable transparency, right? It could be transparency in terms of telling your employees, we are thinking of working with X bank or X insurance, and this is the approach. It brings about like this whole collaborative effort to try and think the best instead of conning the best. I don't even make sense.
It does make sense.
Right. What is the other brilliant thing that I said?
I do not know what brilliant thing you said. They go in through one
centralized power.
Oh, dang it. They go in through one ear and get out through the other.
Again, because I'm brilliant, I remember longer.
Wow. Someone hooting their own horn.
Check it. Guy behind the mic, we're done with this episode. It's a wrap.
No, what I'm trying to say is someone who speaks like that is not probably the right leader to gain power. That's what I'm trying to say.
I got it.
Right? But I think on the flip side, somebody mwenye anajijua and can openly say this is me
to Juane
might be the right leader for you.
Ah. So
but that has nothing to do with decentralized power.
To Juane.
Not the show, but sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. One thing I would say is, and this is something I heard someone else say, backbone. I mean, we're all vertebrates, of course. Like, wait, sorry, maybe I'm jumping to conclusions. Tony, are you a vertebrate?
I am not.
Okay, good to know. So 3 out of 4 of us in this room are vertebrates, and most of humanity, you know, we are all vertebrates. So, excluding that backbone, you need a moral backbone. You know, the kind to, because one of the things that was brought out in this expose, was
how far
was the fact that this guy was essentially playing people. You know, changing his voice, coming up with different identities
in the same call
to.
Brilliant.
To get his
to
way.
Finesse his way through.
And it's absurd.
It really is.
It really is absurd, but, you know.
But, like, the moment I knew this guy is bloody in is he would use the organization that he works for to finesse investors to think that X person is from that bank or he is from that bank, depending on which character he's playing. And never alert the bank, one of that I'm using your name or I'm using your resources and money to attend some of these things. I was just like, wow, you are wow, kudos for the drive. Like, you're willing to go far to make this a success. Like, I admire that side, but the ethical side of things, I don't know, man. But the drive is definitely admirable.
I have a question, though. You've used the word finesse a couple of times. What does finessing mean?
Finesse.
You see, I'm sure there are listeners out there who do not know what finessing means.
Finesse means finance, essay.
I'm out. I'm out. I can't. But that was good. I don't know. Like, it's a question that I don't think has an easy answer to.
No. And one thing is, they really haven't done a press release yet. So I'm curious to see, like, this is one side story for now, even though the evidence is very compelling. But I'm very curious to see how they'll handle the situation and, like, what kind of damage, if any, will happen to Flutterwave.
The brand.
Yes, and the brand. Mm. And will the CEO step down? I doubt.
I doubt. Buddha, Mwafrika, ati Mwafrika ajitoe. Mwafrika.
Which Africa? The Ndefu brothers did, or one of them did.
No. Mwafrika. No, Mwafrika kama uyu. No.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, because they have an interesting product.
They do.
And they're already, like, working with very, very big organizations.
Like and Uber, Microsoft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, all of them are looking at each other. When one pulls out,
who blinks first?
The whole ship comes crumbling down.
Because we are trusted by 600,000 plus businesses. Uber, MTN, Chipa, Piggyvest, Wise, Microsoft.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they have a good business.
Who blinks first?
Yeah, who blinks first? Do you think anyone will blink?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's a day old, right? Or a day or two, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's still early to.
We're just playing the waiting game now.
It's there'll be a response for sure. Something this big does not
go unnoticed.
It's like the Titanic sinking without anyone commenting. Like it's not possible.
So now who will comment first? That's the question.
That's the question.
Yes. Let people are waking up now to the story.
Depending on where they are in the world.
Well, some people were living under a rock for the past 3 weeks, myself included. Yeah.
Like, if they're a silicon company, which means most of their investors are probably based in the States, they're waking up now to the story.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So let's see how this unfolds. This is a developing story, as all journalists like to say. We'll keep you posted on our socials, which are...
Fluid_talks on Instagram, I believe. And Fluid Talks, on Twitter?
Wow.
How is the guy who's supposed to be doing content?
Producer, what's happening?
It's fine. They'll be linked in the description. But as always,
FTG out.
Now I need to go ride home.